The Nova Scotia provincial government is making an investment to help fund Indigenous efforts in Cape Breton to fight climate change. Yesterday, in Member 2, Minister of Innu Affairs Leah Martin made an announcement on behalf of Environment and Climate Change Minister Timothy Hallman for an investment into the Unamagi Institute of Natural Resources.
We know that the climate crisis is touching every corner of our province, but it does not impact each community in the same way. And today, we are here to support the leadership and recognize that the path forward must be shaped in partnership and guided with Etiwakimuk Tuwaitseyeng. I am proud to announce that the province is providing $893,750 to the Unamagi Institute of Natural Resources to support Mi'kmaq-led climate action. This investment will help develop a regional climate action plan, hire a Mi'kmaq climate change coordinator and project assistant, create educational materials founded on Mi'kmaq knowledge, and develop a monitoring program based on culturally relevant indicators. This is about building solutions that are rooted in Mi'kmaq ways of knowing and putting local communities in the lead. Climate change is real and it is urgent and it is affecting all of us.
She went on to say that the recent wildfires Nova Scotia has seen are a heartbreaking reminder of how serious and unpredictable the effects of climate change can be. The Unamagi Institute of Natural Resources represents Cape Breton's five Mi'kmaq communities to be their voice on natural resources and the environment. The Institute works to integrate traditional Mi'kmaq management and conventional ways of understanding, an approach known as two-eyed seeing. The Institute's executive director, Lisa Young, was also at the announcement and says the new programs will provide the Institute the capacity and resources to work with the five Mi'kmaq communities in Cape Breton and apply their lens to addressing climate change.
Using the two-eyed seeing approach, UINR is helping to identify solutions that meet the unique needs of our communities, like Member 2, while helping to maintain the ecological integrity of our environment. It is through the guidance of two-eyed seeing that Mi'kmaq values and belief systems inform what we do, and more importantly, inform why we do things in a way that's mindful of the land and our relationships with the land.
Also in attendance was Member 2 Chief Terry Paul, who shared his feelings about the investment.
Very heartwarming, and certainly finally getting to a place where we are actually tackling climate change. And part of the reason why we formed the Unamagi Institute of Natural Resources, because we really, really are concerned about the state of the climate, and we are very, very much, you know, have the island, all of the island, in our thoughts. And so with this program, you know, it's going to do a lot to help the climate. And I think the results will show very quickly when we work together that we're able to ensure that the what we do with the environment is sustainable.
Following the announcement, the speakers took questions from the media about the investment. Martin discussed what she hopes will come out of the partnership between the province and the Institute.
You know, the great work, the culturally appropriate KPIs, and you know, the support of the program positions that are being funded through this will continue to do great work through two-eyed seeing. So essentially, Indigenous-led approaches to climate action is what I'm hoping to see and continue to support. So I think when we lean into the knowledge that's around us through Indigenous communities, we're in a good place, I feel, in a safe space, and our province agrees. And that's why we have great collaboration with the Unamagi Institute as well.
Young says the investment is important to help the Institute build capacity to tackle climate change head on. She says the work has already started.
We already are doing some work, so we did start about a year ago, I believe. So a lot of the community engagement is currently underway and is wrapping up, and we kind of see the next steps as kind of going back with them and, like I said, identifying specific projects that they might need some support in tackling and getting underway.
Chief Paul says the focus should be on the next generation.
This funding will help us, you know, address those concerns, you know, and gain a lot more knowledge about the system so that we can do things that doesn't harm it, you know. So we want to work towards helping out the climate. As we all know, it is definitely changing. So we have to do things to help mitigate those climate issues. And not only for us, our generation, but for the next generations to come. You know, and that's where our thoughts are always are, to make sure that our children that are coming will have a better place to go.
The funding is being provided through Nova Scotia's Climate Change Plan, Our Climate, Our Future, Nova Scotia's Climate Change Plan for Clean Growth. The province says this announcement advances Actions 8 and 53 of the plan, which is to support both Indigenous and African Nova Scotian communities to address climate change inequities. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.